You ready? Good morning.
Доброе утро.
How do you say good morning in Russian?
Доброе утро.
Good morning.
Доброе утро.
I won't even try that. If it was easy, I would have done
it. Если бы это было легко, я бы сказала это.
Well, it's just a pleasure to be here again this morning.
Просто наслаждение находиться здесь сегодня утром.
I've enjoyed last night and the night before very much.
Я очень радовался, что было вчера вечером и день до того.
I love these guys very much.
Я люблю этих ребят очень сильно.
I love their heart.
Я люблю их сердце.
And what they're contending for, believing for,
то, что не верят.
You know, I just want to say something before we get started.
Я хочу сказать что-то перед тем, как мы начнем.
Every person,
каждый человек,
and every ministry,
каждое служение,
has to make a decision.
Должен сделать какое-то решение.
Let me just put it this way.
Давайте скажу так.
A few years ago,
несколько лет назад.
I had to make a decision about where I was going to take our ministry.
Мне нужно было принять решение, куда я поведу наше служение.
Because the reality is, you can go different places.
Реальность в том, что ты можешь идти в разные места.
And you can preach a different message.
Можешь проповедовать разные слова.
And attract a bigger crowd.
И можешь собрать больше толпу.
You can water down what you're preaching.
Ты можешь разбавить водой то, что ты проповедуешь.
Or you can make it less challenging.
Или ты можешь это сделать не таким уж сложным.
And you would draw bigger crowds.
Больше толпы.
Whatever it is.
Или что такое.
So I was kind of just thinking about that.
Я думал насчет этого один день.
I was just, you know, meditating.
Я просто рассуждал.
On how, you know, I preach a message that's to the remnant.
Проповедую просто слово остатку.
And I thought, you know, but I wouldn't mind attracting more than the remnant.
Ну я думал, было бы классно, если пришло больше, чем остаток.
And I mean, as sure as anything.
И я точно знаю.
The Holy Spirit fell on me.
Святой Дух сошел на меня.
And he gave me Hebrews chapter 11.
Он дал мне Евреям 11 глава.
And he recited the passage to me that says there were some that shut the mouths of lions.
Он мне дал место Писания, где было написано, что некоторые
закрывают. They quenched the power of fire.
Львам рты.
They sent foreign armies to flight.
Огонь и также армии, мужчины и женщины.
This world was not even worthy.
Которые мир не был достойных.
And the Lord said, "That's who I'm calling you to."
И Господь это тем, кого я тебя призываю.
So I know that where I go,
то куда я поеду,
I'm speaking to champions.
Я говорю чемпионам. Я верю это очень сильно верю в это.
People that are contending.
Люди, которые борются.
You know, my thing is, it's just my nature.
Это моя натура.
But I tell the Lord, if you didn't want me to have this stuff, you shouldn't have put it in your word.
Я говорю, Господи, если ты не хотел, чтобы у меня это было, не надо было ставить это в свое слово.
If he didn't want me to want to go to heaven,
если он не хотел, чтобы я шел на небо,
he shouldn't have let me know that Paul went.
Тогда не нужно было мне давать знать, что Павел туда ходил, да?
The Bible says he's no respecter of persons.
Библия говорит, что Богу не.
If we imitate their faith,
если мы будем следовать их вере,
he'll do through us.
Он сделает через нас.
What he did through them.
То, что он делал через них.
Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Вчера, сегодня и вовеки, да?
If he didn't want me to be caught up in the spirit,
если бы он не хотел, чтобы я был захвачен в духе,
like John was on the Isle of Patmos,
как Иоанн был на острове Патмос,
he shouldn't have put it in the Book of Revelation.
Не нужно было писать в книгу Откровения.
If he didn't want you and I to believe for angels to appear,
если бы он не хотел, чтобы ты и я верили, то, что появятся ангелы,
word, right?
Тогда не надо было это ставить в его слово,
but
да?
Но
оно сейчас там, мы знаем, что оно там.
And what kind of a Christian would I be?
И какой бы я был бы христианином? Подумайте насчет этого.
What kind of a son would I be?
Каким бы я был сыном?
If I knew that was available,
что я знаю, что это есть возможно,
and I didn't even bother to contend for
it. И я даже не боролся за это, не просил это.
Think about that.
Подумайте насчет этого.
I think it would grieve God.
Я думаю, что это было бы очень печально Богу.
To know that He's made this opportunity available.
Эту возможность.
Yet why aren't every church preaching about the supernatural?
Но почему не все церкви проповедуют о сверхъестественном?
Why isn't every ministry contending for healing?
Почему не каждое служение стоит
за исцеление? Why isn't every believer,
почему не каждый верующий,
you know, fighting to see visions?
Не борется, чтобы видеть видение.
I want to see visions.
Я хочу видеть видение.
Because the Bible says,
потому что Библия говорит,
in the last days,
что в последние дни,
I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind,
я излью своего духа на всех.
And your sons and daughters will see visions.
Видеть видение.
Right? And we're in the last days. And the Lord is pouring His Spirit out. And I'm a son. So I'm going to see visions.
Я буду видеть видение.
It's my destiny.
Это моя судьба.
It's my heritage.
Это то, мое наследие.
And I'm going to see miracles.
Я буду видеть чудеса.
The works Jesus did, greater works shall we do, right?
Еще больше мы будем
делать. He commissioned the 12, laid hands on them.
Он возложил на них руки.
He said, go heal the sick, cast out devils,
изгоняйте демонов,
cleanse the leper,
очищайте прокаженных, воскрешайте мертвых.
That's four pretty specific things, right? So what are we supposed to do?
Что мы должны делать?
The same thing.
То же самое.
Absolutely.
Абсолютно.
So every church this morning, all across America,
по всей Америке,
should be provoking their people
пробудить своих людей
to believe for the supernatural
realm.
But can I tell you that's not the case?
Могу я вам сказать, что это так, это не так. Это не так.
To be honest,
честно сказать,
the majority of the pulpits of America right now
церкви в Америке сейчас
are simply trying to help people be happier.
Просто стараются помочь людям
and I
want to
be
радостным. Я хочу быть радостным.
If you want to be happy, raise your hand.
Если хочешь быть радостным, подними руку.
I want to be happy.
Я хочу быть радостным.
But I'll be happy when I'm seeing visions.
Я буду радостным, когда я вижу видения.
I'll be happy when I'm raising the dead.
Когда я буду воскрешать мертвых.
I'll be full of life when I'm seeing miracles happen in every service.
Когда я вижу чудеса,
and, you know, God manifesting.
Бог проявляется.
So that's where we are. That's where this ministry is.
Это где находится это служение.
And I have to be honest. I know how to attract a big crowd.
Я знаю, как собрать большую толпу.
Years ago, when we did a lot of prophetic ministry,
когда мы служили в пророческом служении, я делал конференции.
1,600 people would come.
1,600-1,800 людей приходило,
fill the buildings,
заполняло
and all that.
Здание.
And that's good.
И это хорошо.
I believe that's coming again.
Я верю, это опять придет.
But we're not in that season right at this very moment.
Но мы не в этом сезоне на данный момент.
It's like when the Lord Jesus was on the earth.
Это когда Иисус, Господь Иисус был на земле.
He healed the sick.
Он исцелял больных.
The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 4.
Библия говорит в Матфея 4.
That he went about all Galilee.
Ходил по всей Галилее.
Teaching in their synagogues.
Учил в синагогах.
Proclaiming the message of the kingdom.
Провозглашал слово царства.
Healing all manner of sickness.
Исцелял всякую болезнь.
And all manner of disease.
И всякое заболевание между людьми.
And while he did that, he was popular, right?
Он был популярный, да?
He had the big crowds, thousands and thousands
тысячи,
of people
тысячи
came.
Людей приходило.
And then one day he sat down on the Mount of
Olives
and began to say, now, unless you eat my flesh and drink
сказал,
my blood,
если не будете петь мои,
you have no part
крови,
of me.
Если...
And the kingdom of heaven is like this.
Небесное вот такое.
And he began to teach things
учить.
Contrary to the order of the day.
То, что шло против того, во что
and
они
the
верили,
more he did,
чем больше он это делал,
the smaller the crowd got.
Тем меньше собиралась толпа.
Until at the end of the day, he had 120, right?
У него осталось 120.
But those 120 got something.
120, они получили что-то.
And then that 120 became
3,000.
Now it's going back the other way. Big crowds,
большая толпа.
Small crowds,
маленькая толпа.
Get the anointing,
получили помазание.
Big crowds,
пошли опять большие толпы.
And I think that's where we are right now.
Я думаю, это то, где мы находимся сейчас.
I believe the Lord has gotten the attention of our generation.
Он захватил внимание нашего поколения.
And he's raised up prophetic voices that have something to say.
Что-то сказать,
that there is a generation of people that will live the reality of the Word of God. And if we believe we're in the end times, if you believe, as you should, that we're living in the last days, then it should be your expectation to begin to live the reality of what the Word says, right?
Того, что Господь и Слово говорит.
I believe that any day now, I was just reminded of something this morning.
Напомнили сегодня утром.
And actually, I was reminded of it last night.
Кстати, вчера я вспомнил.
But I forgot to share it.
Я забыла это с этим поделиться.
But I know now because it's more appropriate for this morning.
Я знаю, почему сейчас я буду говорить, это подходит лучше утром.
Because I just heard pastor say that you guys have been here 11 years.
Потому что я слышал пастора, что он говорит, вы здесь уже 11 лет.
Over the last 9 months,
последние 9 месяцев,
I've had some very unusual things happening.
У меня происходили очень интересные, нестандартные вещи.
Some of them are profoundly supernatural.
Некоторые из них очень-очень сверхъестественные.
And some of them are supernatural, but kind of in a natural way.
Ну, по-естественному.
And this is one that happened, and this is solemnly the truth.
Это конкретная истина.
One Sunday afternoon,
одно воскресенье в обед,
I was just spending some time with the Lord.
Я проводил время с Господом.
And I just heard an internal, no vision.
Я слышал внутри, это не
but
было
I just,
какой-то видение.
Inside of myself,
внутри
I heard
себя я услышал,
the Holy Spirit say,
Святой Дух сказал,
I want you to watch the TBN program that you did with John Paul Jackson.
Я хочу, чтобы ты посмотрел программу на TBN с Джоном Пол Джексоном.
This was in March.
Который, это было в марте.
A friend of ours, a prophet.
Наш друг, пророк.
by the name of John Paul Jackson.
Его зовут Джон Пол Джексон.
Had just died a month before.
Тот месяц до того умер.
And I had an experience with the Lord the night before he died.
И за ночь до того, как он умер,
so I'm still kind of thinking about that.
Все еще думал насчет того.
But I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want you to watch the TBN program that you did with John Paul.
Месяц Джон Пол.
And we had done a program.
Мы делали программу.
Chuck Pierce, myself,
yeah.
John Paul Jackson, and Paul Kane. It was extremely anointed.
Это было очень помазано.
I don't mean to say that because I was
я
on it.
Я не говорю это то, потому что я
там был. It was the most anointed TBN program I've ever seen.
Помазанная программа на TBN, которую когда-то кто-то видел. Серьезно.
So I'm thinking to myself, this is March, you know. I'm thinking,
март,
wow.
Я думаю, ну.
I haven't watched that in years.
Я уже годами не смотрел.
I don't even know where it is.
Я даже не знаю, где это найти.
So I did a Google.
Я пошел на Google.
I googled, you know, TBN program, and I put my name in and John.
Имя Джон Пол Джексон.
There it came. It popped up.
Оно вышло.
And I was surprised.
И это было сюрпризом.
And so I began to watch it, you know. And I went over to my section. I went second.
И я дошел до того, где я говорил, я был второй.
If you ever watch TBN, you know, they have a speaker.
У них есть ведущий.
Then they have a song.
И потом у них песня.
And then while the song is going on, that speaker gets up and a new speaker gets on the set.
А другой человек выходит говорить, и
then they do another song.
Потом они еще раз поют.
But it's all very orchestrated.
Но это все так правильно разложено.
They have a woman with a little pad.
У них есть женщина, она все записывает, кто когда идет.
And very strong.
Они очень так наблюдали, как это все будет происходить.
So I looked it up.
Я посмотрел.
And I'm beginning to watch it. And I went to my section.
Я подошел до того, где я говорю.
And I thought, dear Lord, what 11 years has done to me. But anyway.
Господи, что 11 лет сделало со мной?
I thought I look pretty young, you know.
Я думаю, я выглядел молодо.
But I was watching, and the Holy Спирит fell.
Я смотрел, сошел Святой Дух.
And here again, I'm not saying that because it was my session.
Я не говорю это, потому что я это говорю, но Святой Дух сошел.
Right in the middle of our sharing.
Посреди того, как мы делились.
And it came time for my session to end.
Пришло время закончить мою сессию.
Lyndall Cooley was leading worship.
Lyndall Cooley,
the guy that had led worship in the Brownsville revival.
Он также был лидером в пробуждении.
And so as I'm going off,
и когда я схожу,
Chuck Pierce jumps up.
Chuck Pierce
and grabs me. I've never seen him before in my life.
Я его никогда раньше в своей жизни не видел.
You know, he had his white hair,
белые волосы,
white beard,
белая борода,
he had a real red face,
такое красное лицо,
and a blue coat.
И голубая у него была одежда.
He grabs me.
Он схватил меня.
As I'm coming off the set,
пока я схожу со
сцены, he says, "We're going to do things in ministry together."
Он говорит, мы будем служить и делать.
I'm like, no, we're not Santa Claus.
Я говорю, нет, Дед Мороз.
He looked like Santa Claus.
Он выглядел как Дед Мороз.
But we have done a lot of things since then.
Но мы с тех времен сделали много чего вместе.
So Lyndall Cooley comes on.
Lyndall Cooley поднимается.
And he was supposed to have done a certain song.
Он должен был спеть особо какую-то.
But he said, I'm not going to do those.
Но он говорит, я не буду то делать.
Well, the people on the set began to run around.
А люди там, которые на сцене начали
бегать, I'm just going to worship God.
Он говорит, я буду просто прославлять Бога.
He just began to worship from the heart.
Он начал просто поклоняться от сердца.
It was amazing.
Это было прекрасно.
You need to watch it.
Вам нужно посмотреть.
The Holy Spirit falls even thicker.
Сходит еще гуще.
Now John Paul Jackson comes on the set.
Сейчас такой Джон Пол Джексон.
I forgot to tell you something important.
Забыл сказать вам что-то.
When I was sitting there that Sunday,
когда я сидел там в то воскресенье,
the Lord said to me,
Господь сказал мне,
I want you to watch the TBN program.
Я посмотрел программу TBN.
John Paul is going to say something prophetic.
Джон Пол скажет что-то пророческое.
That's why I watched.
Поэтому я посмотрел.
So I watched my session.
Я посмотрел то, что я говорил.
We had the worship.
Потом поклонение.
Now John Paul's session is going on.
Его сессия.
And so I'm just kind of listening to him, and he came on the set. He was weeping. He was actually weeping.
Он, кстати, плакал.
Because of the anointing.
Из-за помазания.
And so while I'm watching it, you know,
пока я смотрю это, знаете,
the Holy Spirit said to me,
Святой Дух говорит мне,
while I'm watching John
пока
Paul,
я смотрю Джон Пол,
Holy Spirit said to me, what is today?
А что сегодня?
And I said, Sunday.
Я говорю, воскресенье.
He said, what is the date of today?
Он говорит, да,
and I didn't know.
А я не
had
знал.
No idea. So I had to get my computer and my iPad, you know.
iPad-y.
I pulled it up.
Смотрю.
It was March 22nd.
22 марта.
I didn't even know that.
March 22nd. 22 марта.
So I watched a little bit longer.
Посмотрел еще.
And the Holy Spirit said to me,
what
date was that TBN program recorded?
В какой день была
записана эта
программа на TBN?
So I googled it back up.
Я опять поднял ее на Google.
March 22nd.
22 марта.
2004.
2004 года.
And this is solemnly the truth.
Это истина.
So I looked it up, March 22nd, 2004. Today was March 22nd, 2015. And I said to myself, I said, wow, that was 11 years ago today. And I promise you, no sooner had I said that, nobody else is in the house. John Paul on the program says, and God moves about every 11 years. I was stunned.
Я был потрясён.
I'm like, you know, there's no way I could have orchestrated that.
Я говорю, я вообще
I didn't know that day was March 22nd. I didn't know that program was recorded March 22nd. I didn't know it had been 11 years. And I had completely forgotten.
Я полностью забыл.
That John Paul said.
Что Джон Пол сказал.
That God moves about every 11 years.
11 лет.
So that made me have a little confidence that we're about to see something.
Дало мне уверенность то, что мы увидим что-то. Аминь.
Because I know me.
Я знаю себя.
And I know I didn't do that.
Я знаю, что я это не делал.
I was just kind of, you know, going along with the flow.
Я просто шел с течением.
And here you guys have been here 11 years. So I think it's time for God to move again. I believe that. I want to speak that. I want to speak it into the atmosphere that I agree that it's time for God to move. And, you know, I don't know exactly what it's going to look like.
Я не знаю, как это будет выглядеть точно.
But I do know it's going to be a new thing.
Но я знаю, что это будет новая вещь.
I want to read a scripture. I want to start with Hosea 6:3. While she's looking it up, I'll read it in English. It says, let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. For his going forth is as certain as the dawn. And he will come to us like the rain, like the former and the latter rain.
Узнаем же Господа, будем стремиться узнать Его верно, как и то, что восходит солнце, Он явится. Он придет к нам, как дождь, подобно весенним дождям, что орошает землю.
Notice what it says.
Заметьте, что здесь сказано.
It doesn't say, let's have a revival.
Здесь не говорится, давайте
it doesn't say, let's have another meeting.
Или еще одно служение.
Let us know the Lord.
Давайте узнаем Господа.
Let us determine.
Узнать
let
Господа.
Us press on.
Просто стремиться
let
это.
Us set as a vision.
Чтобы это было как видение, знать Господа.
And that's kind of what I was sharing
это
last
то,
night.
О чем я делился вчера вечером.
That right now, you know what, all we have to do is just know the Lord.
Нужно делать, это просто знать Господа, просто ходить.
Put your hand in His.
And
let Him begin to take care of His business. And I have been guilty of it. I've been trying to force God's hand.
Я частенько делал так, что я заставлял Бога делать что-то.
And there is a place for that.
Есть времена для этого, места для этого. Где ты просто пробиваешься,
do intercession.
Ты ходатайствуешь.
There is a place for that.
Есть время для этого.
But the Lord told me you've done enough intercession.
Хватит ходатайствовать.
Be still and know that I'm God.
Просто будь в покое, знай, что я Бог.
See what I will accomplish for you today.
И посмотри, что я сделаю для тебя сегодня.
Watch and see that I will fight for you today while you keep silent.
Тебя, пока ты просто молчишь.
That's Exodus chapter 14, when they were standing before the Red Sea.
Когда они стояли перед
Красным морем. Be still and know that I'm God.
Будь в мире, знайте, что я Бог.
For this very day, I'm going to accomplish something for you.
Я сделаю что-то для вас.
And he's going to fight for us. I believe
бороться за нас. Я верю.
So right now, I'm in a be still mode.
Я в таком сезоне, где
I've interceded.
Я ходатайствовал.
I've prayed.
Я молился.
I've presented it to God.
Я все это давал Господу.
Now it's like, God, it's your business.
А сейчас я говорю, Бог, теперь это твое.
So all my responsibility is, all your responsibility is, just to know God.
Это просто знать Бога.
That's my only focus right now.
Это мой единственный фокус.
I'm not worried about building. I'm not worried about, you know, this promise or that. I'm just like, you know what? I want to know you, God. And I'm going to trust you to do what you said you would do. And I have already figured out that it's never going to happen the way I think it's going to happen. So you might as well just relax and let him do it, right? So let us press on to know the Lord. For his going forth
будем стремиться узнавать
is as certain as the dawn.
Господа, потому что он что верно, как и то, что восходит солнце.
As sure as the sun's going to rise in the east tomorrow.
Он явится, так как же солнце встанет на востоке.
The Lord is coming to us.
Господь приходит к нам.
As certain as the dawn, he's coming.
Так как восходит солнце,
as certain as the sun coming up in the morning, we're going to have a revival.
Утром
It is absolutely established. There is no question about it.
Нет вопроса вообще насчёт
этого. I don't have even a little bit of reservation or apprehension about it.
Сомнений или каких-то колебаний насчёт этого.
God is about to visit our generation.
Готовится посетить наше поколение.
Our job is to be
postured.
Our job is to be positioned.
Положить себя.
To receive what he's going to do.
Чтобы принять то, что он будет делать.
Says in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1.
Захария 10:1.
Ask the Lord for the rain.
Просите Господа.
In the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone.
Просите Господа дождь весной. Это Господь творит грозовые тучи. Он даёт вам обильный дождь каждому злаке на поле.
Joel 2:23.
Иаиля 2:23.
So rejoice, O sons of Zion. Be glad in your God, for he has given you the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you the early and the latter rain as before.
Радуйся, народ Сиона, веселись о Господе твоем Боге. Он даст тебе дождь праведности, он пошлет тебе обильные дожди, осенние и весенние, как это было прежде.
There's a thing called latter rain.
Есть такая вещь, называется поздний дождь.
It was taken from the agricultural cycles of Israel.
Это было взято из цикла агрокультуры Израиля.
That at one time of the year there is the outpouring of rain.
В одно время года есть излияние дождя.
Where they plant certain crops.
Где они сажают некоторые растения.
And harvest other certain crops.
И у них жатва других.
Then you have a dry season.
Потом сухой сезон.
Then you have other rains.
Потом приходят другие дожди.
And harvest another kind of the fruit harvest and all of that.
И опять же идет жатва плодов.
And the Lord uses that as an analogy.
И Господь использует это как пример.
That he, as certain as the sun is coming up in the east, he's going to pour his spirit out like rain.
Солнце поднимается на восток, он льет свой дождь, как прежний дождь. То есть первый дождь и поздний дождь. И многими путями мы можем сказать, что день Пятидесятницы, то, что происходило в книге Деяний, это было излияние прежнего дождя.
I don't have time to establish that.
У меня нет времени строить на этом.
Just take my word for it.
Просто берите мое слово.
That was a former rain outpouring.
Это было излияние позднего, то есть прошлого
дождя. Yet when we read the book of Acts, it was pretty astounding, right?
Когда читаете книгу Деяний, это было что-то очень великое, да?
It might interest you to know.
Это было интересно для вас знать.
That the latter rain,
что последний дождь или поздний дождь,
is 7 times greater than the former rain.
Это 7 раз больше первого дождя.
So they're the latter rain generation.
Они поколение прежнего дождя.
I mean the former rain. They're the former rain generation.
Они поколение прежнего дождя.
We are the latter rain generation,
мы поколение нового
which is
дождя,
called the harvest rain.
Это называется дождь жатвы.
Do you believe we're in the time of the harvest?
Вы верите, что мы находимся в время жатвы? Серьезно, абсолютно.
The earth is ripe.
Земля, она уже созрела для жатвы. Мы можем, знаешь, что мы пропустили?
Are anointed laborers.
Это нам не хватает помазанных делателей.
I mean, you know, that's the truth.
Это истина.
I'm not talking about. Let me just be very honest with you.
Давайте честно скажу вам.
The Lord told me.
Господь сказал мне.
He said, "I am not going to bring in those out there."
Я не принесу тех вот оттуда.
Until we have something here that they can embrace.
Пока у нас есть что-то здесь, за что они могут схватиться.
In other words,
другими
He's
словами,
not going to bring them from out there
оттуда,
into a religious structure.
В религиозную структуру.
Where is Babylon?
Где это Вавилон?
He's going to leave them out there.
Он их оставит там.
Until we have a restored temple.
Пока у нас не восстановится храм.
That is the absolute truth.
Это абсолютная истина.
He'd rather leave them in the world than to bring them into the chaotic condition that much of us are. So there has to be
something.
So God's working on us right now.
Бог работает с нами сейчас.
Right? He's getting us ready.
Он приготовляет нас.
So that we can bring them in.
Чтобы мы могли привести.
And then what we have, we can give to them.
Тогда мы можем это отдать, да?
So the former reign was the apostolic age. They had miracles, signs and wonders, angels appearing, the word of God, angelic visitations, caught up in visions. And if that was one outpouring, and ours is 7 times greater, how much more should we do what they did in the book of Acts? One time I had a lady say something to me because I was preaching about the supernatural.
Один раз мне одна женщина что-то сказала, что я проповедовал насчет сверхъестественного. Но нет, это мужчина.
And you know they use the argument. They said, well, you know, the apostle Paul had a lot of power
имел очень много силы
because things were hard.
когда было очень тяжелое время.
They lived in a time
Они жили в время, это было очень тяжело.
So they needed the supernatural.
Им нужно было сверхъестественное.
But we don't live in the same generation
Но мы не живем
they
в то же самое поколение, как
And
они
my response was this.
И вот что я ответил.
Well, that same man, the Apostle Paul,
тот же самый человек, апостол Павел,
told his spiritual son Timothy,
сказал своему духовному
he
сыну
said, you think this is bad?
Он говорит, ты думаешь, это плохо?
Wait until you see the last day.
Подожди, когда ты увидишь последние дни,
men will be lovers of self,
люди haters of God,
and rebellious, and he lists all the things. So he's saying, you know, we got it bad, but you don't know how bad it's going to be down there. So by that argument, right, I need more power than Paul had. Because Paul said, my day is worse than his.
2
Timothy. Read it for yourself. 1 Timothy 2.
Почитайте, и также 1 Тимофея.
I want to just walk through
Я хочу просто пройтись
just for a few minutes
несколько минут
some of what's happened over the last 100 years.
Через то, что происходило за последние 100 лет.
We have been postured for the latter rain.
Потому что мы расположены сейчас для последнего дождя.
And prophetically, many generations have been looking for the latter rain.
И пророчески многие поколения не искали этот поздний дождь.
Because they knew it was prophesied.
Потому что они знали, что это было пророчески.
And we knew that it was going to do three things.
И мы знали, что это сделает три вещи.
This is what I believe.
Это то, что я верю, что он сделает.
This is me. This is not some theologian.
Это я. Это не какой-то теолог.
But it's going to do three things.
Это сделает три вещи.
The outpouring called the latter rain
Излияние, которое называется поздний дождь,
will be a maturing rain.
Это будет дождь, который зрелый дождь.
It'll be a perfecting rain.
Дождь, который сделает совершенным.
It'll be a harvest rain.
И дождь жатвы.
It'll be a maturing rain because it's going to take us
from
infancy into maturity. That we are going to go, as most many of you may have heard me teach, from being a technon, baby son, to a weos man. From having a right to inheritance to having access to the inheritance. So that's a maturing rain. So the rain is going to come on us first, right? The outpouring of the rain is going to fall on the sons of God. Now you women, don't be afraid. And you're a son of God. Right? If I can be the bride of Christ, you know what? I used to make fun of the bridal thing. I don't anymore.
Я смеялся насчет этого. Невест,
Lord made me cry for like 3 months.
Господь сделал так, что я плакал 3 месяца подряд.
I'm like, I don't make fun of the bridal thing anymore.
Я больше не смеюсь с невест.
I'm through the crying phase now.
Я закончил уже с плаканием.
I hope.
Я надеюсь.
But for about 3 months, March and April and through there, like every time I got up, you know,
каждый раз, когда я вставал,
this. I would have a revisitation of what had been going on in my room, and it would just break me.
Это просто сломывало меня.
And it's almost like the Lord said, "You're going to make fun of the bride anymore?" You know what? I accept that bridal part of who I am. But I can understand sonship.
Но я понимаю сноску.
A lot better. You know, I'm a son.
Лучше. Я сын.
You know, I'm the son of my father.
Я сын своего отца.
And you ladies, you're sons.
Вы сыновья. Да?
Because the Bible says,
Потому что Библия говорит,
you know, the Son of God was what?
Бога
the Word.
Слово.
In the beginning was the Word.
Слово.
And the Word, the Logos, was
Логос
with God.
Было с Богом.
And the Word was
и Слово
God.
Было Богом.
And the Word
и Слово
became flesh and dwelt among
и
us, and we beheld
нас,
His glory.
И мы видели Его славу.
Glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
Слава, которая доходит от единственного.
So that means you are the Word of God,
значит, ты есть Слово
manifested
Бога,
in flesh.
Проявленное в плоти.
Right?
Да?
Male flesh,
мужская
female
плоть,
flesh,
женская плоть,
white flesh, black flesh,
черная, белая плоть,
Cherokee Indian flesh,
Cherokee
Russian
Indian,
flesh,
русский плоть.
Right?
Да?
We're just one blood.
Мы все есть одна кровь. Одна кровь.
And we're all the sons of the kingdom.
Сыновья царства.
Because we're born of our father.
Потому что мы рождены от нашего отца.
Now I also know that it says in the book of Joel that he'll pour out his spirit upon his sons and his daughters and all that.
Духа на каждого
плоть, But sonship, sonship as a ministry has application to both the male and the female because it is all of us coming to a place of maturity. All of us coming to a place where we access what he bought for you. There's a passage of scripture in I think it's 1 Timothy 1, maybe 2 Timothy 1:9, and it says, and God saved us. Everybody say praise the Lord. Man, I'm not going to hell. I'm saved. Praise the Lord. You know? And I've been to hell. And listen, you don't want to go there. I mean, God took me there to let me see it twice. And I don't want to go back. It is worse than you could ever imagine. There are no words. There just are no words. So we're not going to hell. He says, God saved us. And He called us with a holy calling.
Призвал нас святым призванием.
The word holy calling
could
have been translated
можно перевести
sacred destiny.
Это святая судьба.
So God saved me.
Бог спас меня.
And a vast majority of Christians
и большинство христиан останавливаются вот там.
I'm saved.
Я спасен.
And they live their life out.
Они живут своей жизнью.
And they have a ticket to heaven at the end of their life.
У них есть билет на небо в конце жизни.
And that's a wonderful destiny.
И это прекрасная судьба, конечно.
But I want to jump over into that sacred destiny part. I want to know what that's all about.
Что вообще это такое?
Because
потому что
listen carefully.
Слушайте,
the Bible says
Библия говорит,
your destiny
что ваша судьба
is sacred.
Она это святая.
Sacred.
Святое,
holy.
Святое.
Divine.
Сверхъестественное.
That's what it says. That's what that word means.
Что значит это слово?
He considers your function. And the Lord told me one time.
Господь сказал мне один раз.
He said the people wouldn't be flippant.
Он говорит, люди бы
about the blood that saved them.
Не так переживали за кровь, которая их спасла.
So why are they so flippant about their destiny?
А что они тогда так сильно переживают или вообще относятся к судьбе? Потому что это же самая кровь,
that saved you,
которая спасла тебя,
bought your destiny.
Искупила или купила тебе эту судьбу.
God has saved us.
Бог спас нас.
And He has called us with a holy
calling.
And grace that was set apart for you.
Благодать, которая отделена для вас.
Before time began.
Перед даже началом времени.
Before time began.
Перед тем, даже как началось время.
Before time began, God saw you.
Перед тем, как время началось, Бог видел тебя.
He saw and He put a function
on your
life.
Функцию в твою жизнь.
He called it a destiny.
Он назвал это судьбой.
A calling.
Призванием.
And before the foundation of the world.
И перед тем, как был даже построен фундамент этого мира.
He already was slain in the heart of God.
Он в сердце Бога уже был заклан.
And by being slain, he purchased grace.
Он искупил благодать.
And the way I saw it in a visionary type experience.
Видение, которое у меня было.
That I have an account in heaven.
Что у меня на небе есть счет.
It's got my name on it, Paul Keith Davis.
Там написано Paul Keith Davis.
And it's got a deposit of grace.
Там вложена благодать.
In that account.
В тот счет.
That has all the grace I will ever need to do everything He's ever called me to do.
Там мне нужно будет, чтобы делать то, что Он призвал меня делать.
And the Lord said, you need to start writing checks on that account.
Мне нужно начинать выписывать чеки с этого счета.
And I told the Lord, okay.
Я сказал Богу, хорошо.
But the minute my account is empty, I'm going home.
Но момент, когда этот счет все идет по нулям, я иду домой.
It's like, you know what? I don't want to get to heaven.
Это знаете, я не хочу попасть на небо и
find out I had the grace in my account.
Узнать, что у меня была благодать в моем
счету. To have a great healing ministry.
Иметь служение, великое служение исцеления.
But I just wasn't willing to pay the price to get it.
Но я просто не хотел платить цену, чтобы получить это. Это сломало мое сердце. А как насчет вас?
And so, you know, your quest should be, Lord, let me know what my destiny is.
Твой поиск должен быть таким: Господь, позволь мне знать мою судьбу. Что это?
It's very easy to know what your destiny is.
Очень легко, чтобы знать твою судьбу.
Very easy.
Очень легко.
The Bible says you have an anointing in you.
Библия говорит, что у тебя есть помазание.
And just as that anointing teaches you about all things,
и так как это помазание учит тебя всему,
is true and not a lie,
и это истина, не обман,
just as that anointing teaches
you, так как это помазание учит тебя,
so shall you abide in Him.
Так ты будешь жить или пребывать в Нем.
So I ask you the question.
Я спрашиваю вас вопрос
сегодня утром. What's He teaching you?
Что Он учит тебя?
What burns on the inside?
Что горит внутри тебя?
There's a thing called deep calls to the deep.
Есть такая вещь, называется глубина взывает к глубине.
At the sound of the waterfalls.
Это при звуке
водопадов. What are you hungry for?
А что, почему ты голоден? Что влечет тебя?
Because you will not hunger for something.
Ты не будешь голоден почему-то.
That's not out there to fulfill the hunger.
Что не находится вот там, которое теперь покроет этот голод.
You would never crave an apple.
Ты бы не желал бы никогда яблоко.
If there wasn't an apple out there.
Если бы там не было яблока.
To meet the craving.
Чтобы ты потом его съел.
So if you're hungry for the supernatural.
Если
ты hungry. To know God, if you're hungry,
Бога, голоден,
to see vision, or see miracles, that means it's out there,
значит,
or you wouldn't be hungry for it. So the way you know your destiny
то,
is to feed the hunger. Just
голод,
feed the hunger.
Просто кормить голод.
When I got the Holy Spirit in 1989, I had an insatiable hunger.
У меня был просто такой голод, нельзя было его. Это что-то было ненормальное.
I would spend hours and hours and hours every single day listening to tapes.
Часами слушал кассеты.
I would stay up till 2 and 3 in the morning. Listening to tapes.
Слушал эти кассеты.
Sleep maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Спал 2-3 часа в день.
Get up, listen to tapes again. Go to work, run my business, and listen to tapes all the time.
It was a supernatural thing.
And it went on for years.
Это продолжалось годами.
I read every book I could find.
Я прочитал все книги, которые мог найти на сверхъестественное.
Smith Wigglesworth. Amy Simple McPherson. John G. Lake. William Branham. Catherine Kuhlman. And it dawned on me one day.
Один раз мне просто осенило.
What is this all about?
А вообще что это такое?
And that's when the Lord gave me 1 John 2:27.
И потом Господь мне дал 1 Иоанна 2:27.
Your destiny. You're feeding your holy calling. Because if you're hungry for that, that means it's in your future.
Это значит, что это в твоем будущем.
It's in your future.
Это в твоем будущем.
Or you wouldn't hunger for it to begin with.
Тогда у тебя не было голода для этого.
What has drawn you to a church like this?
Что тянет тебя в такую церковь?
Because what they preach is speaking to your destiny, right?
Это говорит в твоей судьбе.
Speaking to that hunger,
этот голод,
that you have to be a part of the latter rain generation.
Ты имеешь, чтобы быть частью этого поколения последнего дождя.
So the latter rain is a maturing rain.
Дождь, который делает
It's a perfecting rain. It will perfect the bride without spot or wrinkle. We have a lot of spots on us.
На нас очень много всяких пятен.
The bride has come out of Babylon.
Вышла из Вавилона.
Do you remember the scenario of Zechariah
3?
Where Joshua the high priest comes out of Babylon after 7 years of being in Babylon. On the inside he was a covenant man of God. But he had filthy garments on. Why? Because Babylon was on his garments. And the Bible says in the book of Zechariah chapter 3 that he was standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan was at his side to accuse him. And I love this. The Lord said, the Lord rebuke you. Indeed, the Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
It
says that Joshua was standing before the angel of the Lord clothed in filthy garments. And the Lord said to those standing by, Remove the filthy garments from
Снимите эти грязные одежды с него.
I have taken away your iniquity.
Я забрал твою нечистоту.
And I have clothed you with
festal
robes.
Я одел тебя в одежды радостной праведности.
And Zechariah the prophet said, and let them put a clean turban on his head.
Захария пророк потом говорит, поставьте ему
So they put a clean turban on his head.
Одежду или шапку на голову, не знаю.
So they put a clean turban on his head. Got
На голову.
And then the angel of the Lord said to Joshua,
ангел, сказал,
Thus says the Lord,
Господь,
if you will walk in my ways, if you will perform my service, then
работу,
you shall govern my house, have charge of my
доманом,
courts,
дворах,
and I will give you free access. What is the bride supposed to have? Access. And I can tell you without a doubt, that we are in a process and are about to continue in a more pronounced way. The process of getting filthy garments off. How many of you know that you know, on the inside we're saved, right? But the world can get on us.
Right?
Yes, this means yes. We might as well acknowledge it. And there's been a lot of Babylonian confusion in the church. Lies being taught for the truth. Doctrines of demons. Things that are good ideas to men, but have nothing to do with God. Amen? And we probably all have embraced some of that. All of us have come out of the system. And so there's the latter rain outpouring.
Where
the Lord pours out His Spirit and He begins to wash off of us Babylon.
Вавилон,
Every time you embrace the truth,
каждый раз, когда ты хватаешься за истину,
you expel a lie.
Ты изгоняешь обман.
Every time you reject the truth,
потом ты так хватаешься за обман.
But the bride of Christ,
невеста Христа,
will live by every word that proceeds from His mouth.
Будет жить каждым словом, которое выходит из Бога. Она будет верить каждому слову.
She'll believe the impossible stuff.
Невозможным вещам.
She'll believe that He'll do exactly what He said.
То, что Он сказал, что Он сделает.
She'll believe.
Она будет верить.
By revelation.
Через откровение.
Not just by intellectual knowledge, but by revelation. She'll believe.
Она будет верить.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today,
вчера, сегодня,
and forever. If He did it then, He'll do it again today.
Он будет это делать сегодня.
That is the truth. So the latter rain outpouring is going to perfect the bride to be without spot or wrinkle,
чтобы она была без всякого порока пятна,
so that she can access the bridegroom.
Чтобы она могла входить к жениху.
I've been reading. You guys don't laugh.
Ребята, не смейтесь.
But I've been reading Song of Solomon a little bit lately.
Я читал песни.
So I'm like, you know, with the perspective, of course. I have a friend.
У меня есть друг.
That was raised by his Pentecostal granny.
Его вырастила его бабушка, которая пятидесятница.
They were classical Pentecostals.
Они такие классические.
You understand what I mean when I say
понимаете, о чем я говорю вообще?
You know, just a wonderful different lifestyle.
Прекрасный, у них другой стиль жизни был.
But just classic, and he was raised by his granny. She was a Holy Ghost and fire preacher.
Она была проповедник в Святом Духе и в огне.
And she wouldn't even let him read the book of Song of Solomon until he was 18.
Она даже не читать книгу песни, пока ему не было 18 лет.
Oh, brother. Well, he's got 4 kids now, so he knows the score. So.
Сейчас у него четверо детей, он теперь знает, как оно все работает.
Oh me. But it's all about this bridal relationship.
Но это все насчет этих отношений.
Место. And I understand it better now.
Я понимаю это лучше сейчас.
Than I did 9 months ago.
Чем 9 месяцев назад, серьезно.
But it's a different.
Но это совершенно другое помазание.
It's a different.
Совершенно
perspective.
Другая перспектива.
You know, I am I'm a brother.
Я брат, у меня есть братья.
But I'm also a father to my daughter.
Но я также отец своей дочери.
And her relationship with me as a father is different than my relationship with my brothers.
Иначе, чем мое отношение с моими
братьями. And that's kind of the way
this is. И оно вот так вот работает.
There's a different perspective of God's heart, of the Lord's heart, we begin to see as being a part of the bride.
Когда мы начинаем быть частью невесты.
But I want to say something emphatic. I want to be emphatic.
Я хочу сказать ясно.
The bride of Christ has to be bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. She has to be completely compatible with Him to come together as one. Right? And if He's the Word, what are you to be?
The Word.
You are to be the Word. So what you believe matters.
То, что ты веришь, оно имеет значение.
Don't let anybody tell you it doesn't matter what you believe.
Что ты веришь?
Because it does matter.
Потому что это очень важно, во что ты веришь.
Now I don't understand everything.
Я может не понимаю все.
But I believe it.
Но я верю в это.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I believe it. If it's in the Word,
если это в слове,
I believe it.
Я верю в это.
I don't ask questions.
Я не спрашиваю вопросы, я просто верю.
And that's the way the bride is going to be.
Это так как будет невеста.
Because He is the Word, and she's attracted to the Word.
I'll
even go so far as to say that the bride of Christ will have a hunger for the Word of God like no other community of people on the earth. Not because they want to acquire knowledge, but because it gives them a revelation of who He is. It's called the revelation of Jesus Christ. The manifestation,
проявление,
the unveiling,
раскрытие,
the disclosure,
открытие,
the revelation,
откровение
of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Господа Иисуса Христа.
That's what I go to the Word and I want to say, Lord, I want to know what part of you can I learn about today.
Какую часть тебя я могу учить сегодня?
I quit preparing messages.
Я перестал писать всякие проповеди.
You go to the Bible and say, okay, you know, I'll make a point here and I'll make a point there.
Я скажу, вот здесь, вот это будет, нет.
You know, those are flat. Those don't work anymore.
Это уже больше не работает.
Aren't y'all tired of those?
Вам уже вы устали от этого?
I'm tired of delivering them.
Я устал говорить их.
And I know you're tired of hearing them.
Я знаю, что вы устали их слышать.
What we want is somebody to stand up and know God.
Чтобы кто-то встал, и тот, который знает Бога.
We want somebody that's been behind the veil.
За занавес.
Isn't that what you would want to follow?
Вы все хотите заследовать за этим, так ведь? Это то, что я верю.
The latter rain outpouring.
Излияние последнего дождя.
Maturing rain.
Дождь, который делает
зрелым,
совершенным.
Then it's the harvest rain.
И потом дождь.
And I believe in that order.
И я верю, что
I believe God will deal with us as a son and a bride before He releases us out there to bring the harvest. Amen?
Amen?
You understand what I mean by that? Let me just kind of walk through for a few minutes. I'll finish this up tonight. I've got a lot more to share.
But
some extraordinary things have happened in the last 100 years. And there is an admonition in Scripture that we're supposed to understand what God has done because it prepares you for what He's going to do.
Нужно понять то, что Бог сделал, потому что это приготовит нас тому, что Он будет делать.
Remember the Scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept,
линия на линии или шаг за шагом.
Which means that what God is about to do
это значит то, что Бог собирается делать,
is directly related with what He's already done.
Это идет нога с ногу с тем, что Он уже делал.
It's a journey.
Это путь.
And most people are not very familiar with what's happened.
И многие люди не так уж знают, что происходило. Очень прекрасные вещи происходили за последние 100 лет.
Let's just go back.
Давайте
I could go back to 1885. But I'll start, you know, 1885. Some amazing things happened. A man by the name of Alexander Dowie.
Человек, прекрасный человек, Александр Дауи.
Was ministering in a church in the early 1880s. And the plague broke out.
И у них была проказа там.
Newtown,
это был город Ньютаун в Австралии.
And he had a small church, and he had buried 40 of his congregation.
Похоронил,
I don't know if you have a small church, and
значит,
he buried 40.
That's not
church growth.
Это не рост церкви.
And so he had buried someone. He went back to his home. Was just desperate.
И просто,
just began to weep.
Просто начал плакать, был в отчаянии.
And he said a light came shining out of heaven and fell on his Bible.
И упал ему на Библию.
And it fell on Acts chapter 10 verse 38.
Упало на Деяниям 10.
And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
He
went about doing good.
Который ходил и делал хорошие дела.
Healing all manner of sickness.
Всякую болезнь.
Et cetera, et cetera.
И так и дальше.
So we had a revelation of it.
У него пришло откровение этого.
And no sooner he had that revelation, literally someone knocked on his door and said, "Sister so and so dying, come quick." So he jumps up, he said, I ran out of my house without my hat or my coat. He runs down the street, and there is this young lady lying on a bed, breathing in pain from the plague. And the people were saying, you know, she's living her last, she's about to die, and he ran him out of the room. Because he had a revelation. And so he prayed for the girl, and he said, Jesus came to do good. The devil is the one that does bad. Jesus came to heal, you know, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He went about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. So you have somebody doing good, somebody doing oppression. So he rebuked the oppression and released the good. And the girl rolled over. As if she was dead.
Как будто она умерла.
And they said, "See, she
died." Они говорят, она умерла.
He said, "She's not dead."
Он говорит, она не умерла.
She's only asleep.
Она просто спит.
Go get her something to eat. She's
Пойди,
gonna wake up.
Пойди, возьмите что-то покушать, она проснется скоро.
I don't know what it is about dying that makes you hungry.
Я не знаю, что насчет смерти, но почему-то люди голодные.
I've heard the testimony of many people that died.
Многие люди, которые умирали.
And when they came to, they were hungry. But anyway.
Они всегда голодные.
So they prepared, and sure enough, she came around, was completely
healed.
So he makes his way to America in 1885, and he starts a city called Zion,
Illinois.
It was the first real apostolic hub of the modern church era. They didn't call it a hub, but that's essentially what it was. And he was recognized as promoting the ministry of healing more so than anyone had done up until that point in church history, since the early church. Unfortunately, Alexander Dowie made some mistakes in his life, but he was a great pioneer. By 1904, a man by the name of Evan Roberts had a burden for Wales.
He began to pray,
intercede, had a vision of a hand coming down out of heaven with a piece of paper on it, the number 100,000 written on it. And he knew the Lord was going to give him 100,000 souls. And sure enough, the outpouring came in Wales.
изливание Уэльса, of the community. Полная трансформация этого общества.
I have met third and fourth generation
converts. Я встречался с поколением третьего и четвертого поколения.
Were hardened coal miners.
Тех людей, они просто работали в
hard and rough.
С углем, они были такие ребята, они были алкоголики, очень тяжелые люди. На них сошел Святой Дух, они просто ползли наперед получить спасение. До 1906 года было то, что мы называем пробуждение Азуза Стрит.
By the name of William J. Seymour. God used a black man in Los Angeles to release the Holy Spirit, teaching out the book of Acts, chapter
2.
Tens of thousands of people began to come to Los Angeles to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. By the thousands, by the scores, modern Pentecost had been born.
But that's still not the latter rain outpour.
Many people thought it was, but it was not. So they, by 1933, something very unusual happened. People that may follow our ministry may have heard of it, but most people don't know about it. There was a free will Baptist minister that had a tent meeting. This is a verified fact. And he had a couple of hundred converts in the tent meeting, and so he was baptizing them in the Ohio River.
And when
he baptized the 17th person, a ball of fire came out of heaven. There had been 4,000 people on the bank watching the baptismal. All 4,000 saw it. Think about that for just a minute. 1933, June the 11th, 1933, this ball of fire comes down. And it doesn't just come down, it says something. Now some of the people heard it like thunder. But the voice said to him, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, you will bring a message that will forerun my second coming. 4,000 people witnessed it. It is undeniable event. I've talked to people that knew people that were there. I have friends that were friends with people that were there. I've never talked to anyone, but I've done as much interviewing as I could.
It happened.
It happened. So that means to me, there is a message, right? As John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, there is a message that will forerun his second coming, right? So it made me want to know, what's that message?
What's that message?
And in 1946, that same free will Baptist minister had been, this is undeniable, global revival was launched. But he was having supernatural experiences for which he had no
grip.
He was seeing visions. And what he saw happened. But all of his minister brothers said it was of the devil. So the man goes out into the woods to pray. Told his wife, I'm going to go out to the woods. And if I don't hear from God, you'll never see my face again. He meant it. So he goes out, prays all night till 3 o'clock in the morning, asking God to take away the vision. Asking God because he thought it was of the devil. So he said, I prayed until there was no more prayer.
I wept until there were no more tears.
Picture this, the middle of the woods. 1946, no electricity, no running water, an old run-down logging shack. 3 o'clock in the morning, he's sitting on a stool. And a ball of fire comes in the little cabin.
Входит этот шар огня, смотрите на него.
Just picture yourself there.
Представьте себе, вот вы ты там сидел.
It's like, where is my wife?
You know, somebody to hold on to. Жена, за кого можно схватиться?
Ball of fire comes in.
Входит этот шар огня.
And if that wasn't enough, he heard footsteps walking across the wood floor. And a man walked up under the light of the fire. He said he was about 6 feet tall.
Had olive complexion.
Had no beard. Hair down to his shoulders. Wearing a white robe. Standing barefooted. And the angel said, fear not. Wonder why they always say that
first.
Fear not. For I am sent from the presence of Almighty God to tell you your peculiar ways and your misunderstood life
is
because you're to carry the gift of healing to the nations of the earth. The angel said, You're going to pray for kings and princes and monarchs.
Ангел сказал, что ты будешь молиться за царей и царицы. Он ему сказал,
остановись. He said, you got the wrong guy. He said, I'm a poor man.
Я бедный человек.
I live among poor people.
Я живу среди бедных людей.
I have no education.
У меня вообще нет никакого
знания. There's no way I'm going to pray for kings and princes and monarchs.
За этих монархов, за царей, королей.
And the angel said, as Moses was given two gifts,
было дано два дара,
so also will you.
Так и тебе будет дано.
You'll take the people by the hand.
Ты возьмешь людей за руки.
To discern their illnesses.
Распознать болезни.
And if you're faithful and humble.
Если ты будешь верен и смирен в этом, потом ты будешь распознать мысли и желания ихнего сердца.
How do we know the visitation was real? Because that little man took that commissioning and went out and launched a global revival that became known as the latter rain revival.
You guys heard of that?
In some circles it's called the voice of healing revival. In other circles it's called the latter rain revival. This is important. It was not the latter rain. It wasn't the latter rain. It may have been preparation of the latter rain. But it, how do I know it wasn't the latter rain? Because we're still here. Right? Because the latter rain brings the Lord back. The latter rain precedes the day of the Lord. It says in the book of Joel, chapter 2. And you know, the book of Joel, we need to understand something. You know, we think Joel 2:28 was fulfilled back on the day of Pentecost. No, it wasn't. Maybe there was a partial fulfillment. But it says in the book of Joel chapter 2, after these things, I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. And your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your son and blah, blah, blah. However it goes. I was going to say it in Russian, but I... After what?
После чего?
Right?
Да?
After this.
После этого.
I will pour out my spirit.
Я излью моего духа.
I must have read that scripture hundreds of times.
Я читал это местописание сто раз.
Until one day the word after this stood out.
Оно просто вышло.
And I'm like, after what?
Я говорю, после чего?
After what? After this.
После чего?
After the restoration of Israel as a nation.
После восстановления Израиля как нации.
I will pour out my spirit on all mankind.
Я излью моего духа на все человечество. Вот что говорит Иеремия 2.
When he restores Israel to their homeland. After that, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all mankind.
Моего духа на все человечество.
Israel became a nation in 1948. Jerusalem came back in the hands of the Jewish people in 1967. So we have every right to believe any day now.
Права верить,
any day now.
Любой день, любой
we're going to have a latter rain outpouring.
У нас будет излияние последнего дождя.
And I've got to be ready for it.
И мне нужно быть готовым
I've got
для
to be
этого.
Positioned
мне нужно быть расположить себя
I
для
can't
этого.
Just be
я
going
не могу просто
about
делать,
doing
ходить,
whatever.
Делать, что попало.
My first and foremost attention is on being positioned for God. Then I do other things
потом
with
я делаю все другое с тем, что осталось.
But we're expecting.
Но мы ожидаем.
We're anticipating.
Мы
we're believing.
Мы верим.
For the latter rain outpouring, the Lord told me.
Господь сказал мне.
Any minister.
Любой служитель.
That is not actively preparing their people for that.
Приготовляет
is not doing the will of God.
Для этого не делает волю Бога.
Сила.
Подумайте, пауза.
Pause.
Пауза.
Just think about that for just a minute.
Подумайте насчет этого момента.
If people are not being, if leaders are not preparing the people
людей,
for this latter rain outpouring, they're
дождя,
doing God a disservice.
Они не служат Богу.
The term latter rain
слово последний
came
дождь
from
вышел
Saskatchewan, Canada.
Saskatchewan, это Канада.
The term for that revival.
Слово для того пробуждения в 50-х годах.
1946, this man has the visitation.
Получает посещение.
And he just decided to believe it.
И потом просто он просто решил верить в это.
Decided, I'm
просто
believe it.
Говорит, все, я буду верить в это.
So he set up meetings in St. Louis, Missouri, June of 1946. Has a little healing meeting and everybody in the building got healed.
Все, кто были в здании, получили
исцеление. How do I know when we're in revival?
Как я знаю,
when everybody in the building is healed.
Когда все в здании получают исцеление.
Not one here,
не
one there. I'm
здесь,
talking
там,
about
я говорю,
массивное
исцеление.
I will not rest
я
until that's
не,
where it is.
Я не успокоюсь, пока это не дойду до того. Мне этого не хватает.
I appreciate every miracle.
Я благодарен за каждое чудо. Я благодарен Богу.
We've had some wonderful things.
У нас были прекрасные вещи.
Not too long ago, a lady was dying, and she had her kidneys had failed.
У нее просто
почки
были
испорчены.
И ей поменяли почки.
И
почки, которые она получила во время операции, они также перестали работать.
Ее
тело начало заполняться
токсинами.
Врачи ей не советовали, но она все равно пришла к нам на служение. Я не знаю, почему мы, но она следила за нашим служением.
Я даже не знал ничего этого,
я просто помню, что я помню
особенно.
Я говорю, я
высвобождаю
воскресение в тебя, я помню это.
Has a doctor's report,
и
two brand new kidneys.
Он ей написал,
two brand
new kidneys. И она сказала, что у нее полностью две новые почки.
And she actually came to a meeting. I was preaching in another city. And
она, кстати, приходила
she said, "You remember me?" And I'm like,
городе. Она говорит, помнишь меня? Я говорю, нет.
You know, I meet thousands of people.
Я встречаюсь с тысячами людьми.
But anyway, so I'm thankful for that.
Я благодарен за это.
But that'll be commonplace. Honestly, my expectation has to be that the miraculous is commonplace. I ought to be surprised if somebody's not healed. That's what the latter rain outpourings will look like.
Будет выглядеть, как будет выглядеть излияние последнего дождя.
And so he, in 1946, he went to St. Louis, Missouri. He comes down a few weeks later to Camden, Arkansas. Does meetings there, and eventually settles in Shreveport, Louisiana.
A
man by the name of Gordon Lindsay came over and started to manage this ministry. And he started a publication called The Voice of Healing. It's interesting to know that he changed the name some many years later from Voice of Healing to Christ for the Nations. You guys heard of Christ for the Nations?
They
actually started out as The Voice of Healing. By
1947,
this minister is traveling along the West Coast. Goes to Portland, Oregon. I know we have some people here from Portland. And while he's in that meeting, a man by the name of T.L.
Osborne.
This is one of my favorite stories. But T.L. Osborne had been praying for God to use him. And he had a vision of the Lord. And he comes to the meeting the second night after his wife had gone the night before.
And
he said, I looked down and it was just a little man preaching a simple sermon, butchering the King's English. Then I looked down and there was Jesus. And he stepped into him. What's that look like?
Как это выглядит?
What's that look like when someone,
когда кто-то,
just a man,
человек,
just preaching,
просто проповедует,
and all of a sudden the Lord shows up,
приходит,
and enters them,
и входит в него,
and wears them like a glove.
И одевает их как перчатку.
T.L. Osborne said the moment he did that, miracles started happening. And he heard a voice come booming out of heaven. You can do that. You can do that. You can do that. And he did. Started a missionary ministry. Now millions of people have come into the kingdom. Because T.L. Osborne responded to that call for the miraculous. That was a pretty amazing thing. Let me just give you two more events. So that same ministry, I'm not just trying to focus on one ministry, but I just, since I'm on that one. 1960. The same minister is been receiving revelations by an angel. An angel would come and give him revelation about people's lives. He'd know their name, he'd know where they were from, history and whatever. Then that same angel began to teach some things about the book of Revelation. So he decided to do a series on the seven churches of Asia. Remember that? Revelation 2 and 3. And so the Lord had shown him in a supernatural way that those seven churches also represent seven church ages that lay out over 2,000 years of church history. So he had a chalkboard.
У него была доска.
And he had drawn a chart showing the Ephesian age, the Smyrna age,
Pergamum,
Thyatira,
Philadelphia,
Laodicea, Smyrna, all seven churches. On the last night of that series of meetings, with this diagram drawn on the chalkboard, the pillar of fire comes in the back of the church, and everybody in the building sees it. I have the audio cassette.
У меня есть аудиокассета.
People are screaming.
Люди там кричат, орут. Я имею в виду орут.
and he's trying to calm them down. You know, he's like, it's okay. It's, you know. Now, the pillar of fire comes in. Goes right down the aisle. Comes up on the wall. Draws on the wall what he had drawn on the chalkboard. Now, how many of you know that takes it to another level? That's, my deal is God. I'll be honest with you. My deal is God. I'm tired of reading about it.
Я устал читать об этом.
I want to see it.
Я хочу видеть это.
That's where I am.
Серьезно.
I believe.
Я верю.
If you've watched my webinars, the Lord has told me that we have had some line of demarcation events.
Что у нас были некоторые вещи, которые
пометили. And we're about to have some more right now.
И сейчас у нас готовится еще быть некоторые.
An event that happens.
Что-то, что происходит.
Where everything was one way before.
Все до того момента было по одному.
And everything is one way after.
А теперь полностью все иначе после того.
How many know the day of Pentecost was that way?
Кто из вас знает, что день Пятидесятницы был таким днем?
Are we okay for time?
Как у нас со временем?
I know your roast is in the oven.
Я знаю, вы готовите уже обед.
So anyway, day of Pentecost comes.
День Пятидесятницы приходит.
Life was one way before.
Жизнь была по одному до.
I think that event that happened.
Я думаю, то, что происходило.
Was one of those.
Это был один из.
And that wasn't the only one.
И это не был единственный.
Then this man.
Потом этот человек.
Is out, has a vision of seven angels coming to him.
Видение к нему приходит семь ангелов.
While he was out hunting outside of Tucson, Arizona.
Пока он был на охоте в Тусон, штат Аризона.
It's all on tape.
Все на кассете.
3 months later,
и месяца после он опять на охоте.
Completely forgotten about the vision.
Полностью забыл насчет того видения.
He heard what sounded like a sonic boom.
Он слышал что-то, как это был взрыв.
Seven angels come and appear.
Внезапно он видит, перед ним появляется семь ангелов.
And they catch him up.
Они забирают его.
They say, go back to Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Он говорят ему, возвращайся в Джефферсон,
Индиана. For we will appear to you and begin to bring you the revelation.
Мы придем к тебе и начнем приносить тебе откровение семи печати.
When they left,
когда они ушли.
There was a cloud left in the sky that remained illuminated 30 minutes after dark.
Облако на небе, которое сияло 30 минут после того, даже как они ушли.
How many of you know that takes it to another level?
То есть, знаешь, что это вообще переносится на другой уровень.
And so he goes back.
Он возвращается.
And without going into a lot of detail.
Если не идти во все детали.
Each night, angel appears.
Ангел появлялся ему.
And visions go in front of him.
И видения проходили перед ним.
Explaining the first seal.
Объясняли ему первую печать, вторую печать,
третью печать, четвертую печать, пятую. And then the angel explains to him what he just saw in the vision.
То, что он только что видел в видении.
How many know that takes it to another level?
Кто знает, что это переносит на другой уровень?
I believe it.
Я верю в это.
I believe that
Я
happened.
Верю, что это произошло.
I've spent 25 years researching that.
Я провел 25 лет, изучал это все.
And it happened.
И это происходило.
And so therefore I have incorporated all of that into my belief structure.
Поэтому я взял все это в структуру веры, то, что я учу.
But even all of that
is
still only preparing us
for the latter rain. Только приготовляет нас до последнего дождя.
I'll finish the story of how the term latter rain.
Я закончу с историей насчет слова, как начали использовать последний дождь. После того, как он сделал служение в 1947 году,
where T.L. Osborne was there.
Где Т.Л. Осборн находился.
They go up from Portland to Vancouver.
Они идут с Портленда
в
Ванкувер, это
в Канаде. A man by the name of George Hawken.
Человек его зовут Джордж
Хокин. North Battleford, Saskatchewan. Who had a school of ministry called the Sharon School of Ministry.
В Канаде у него было служение.
They drove over to Vancouver.
Школа для служителей. Они приехали в Ванкувер, и они были там на служении.
They watched the miraculous.
Они видели чудеса.
And the Lord said to him what he said to T.L.
Osborne.
You can do that.
Ты можешь это делать.
You can do that.
Ты можешь это делать.
So he and his team come back to Saskatchewan. And they begin to pray and believe and contend. And the Holy Spirit fell in their school.
An
outpouring of the Spirit. That some have said was one of the purest corporate outpourings of the Spirit in modern church history.
And
for a season it was a true demonstration of love.
Это было истинное проявление любви.
And as a result of the manifestation of power,
силы,
as a result of the signs
того,
and wonders, as a result of
того,
this whole thing that was going on with them, they thought, this must
подумали,
be the latter rain.
And
I don't blame them for thinking that.
Обвиняю, то,
they
подумали.
Thought, this is the latter rain.
Говорят,
you know, Israel is in their homeland.
Well, нация, да?
It was in a homeland. Jerusalem had not yet come back in the hands of the Jewish people, though.
Иерусалим еще не вернулся в руки Израиля тогда.
But they still thought this is the latter rain.
Но это поздний дождь.
And so the outpouring became known as the latter rain outpouring.
Излияние это не называли излияние последнего дождя.
And there were teachings that came out of that.
Были там учения, которые
Some of which got a little distorted.
Они чуть-чуть
Is this church history okay with you?
You
need to know this.
Вам нужно знать это. Можно это говорить?
Because they had a revelation of something.
Было откровение чего-то.
It was just premature.
Это было просто еще незрело.
For instance.
Допустим.
They began to teach the manifestation of the sons of God.
Они начали учить о проявлении сыновей Бога.
And that became known as the manifested sons movement.
И начали знать, как проявлялись сыновья, движение проявленных сыновей. Были встречи, которые шли с этим.
And, you know, and these different things that somehow got taken beyond the parameters. And
I remember
back in the 90s.
В 90-х годах.
You know, I wasn't raised church.
Я не вырос в церкви.
So I just, whenever I began to speak at Morningstar in
1994-1995,
I didn't know. I didn't know protocol. I didn't know what people did or didn't like or didn't. So I began to talk about the manifested sons.
You know,
the sons of the kingdom doing the great, you know, all these things. This is 1995. And boy, I started getting some flack. And somebody said, are you one of those manifested son of God people? And I said, apparently. Because, yeah, I believe it. You know, I remember just recently. I don't advise this if you're a public speaker, but every once in a while, I'll just Google my name. And I'll go to the websites with people that hate me. So I went to one of these. Last time I did it. But I went to one of them. Let me just see what they're saying. You know? So I went and I began to say, Paul Keith Davis. Use this word. Paul Keith Davis has the audacity to preach that there'll be sons of God on the earth and do the same work Jesus did.
Paul Keith
Davis has the audacity to believe that people can encounter God and see Him with all
their eyes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Слава Богу.
He's preaching my message.
Они проповедуют мое слово.
I started to copy and paste it and put it on my website.
Я начал website.
It's true. That was a true story. Everything I'm fighting for, but he was putting it in a negative way. And I'm like, at least I got my story right.
Absolutely, I do.
Absolutely, I believe it. I'll fight to the death for it. I believe God's going to have a latter rain out for it. I believe He's going to have the manifestation of the sons of God. I believe you have a bride that is without spot or wrinkle. Oh, this was one of them. He has the audacity to teach that there can be men and women on this earth with the very nature of God. Last time I read 1 Peter, we have these precious and magnificent promises by which we become partakers of the divine nature.
Сонаследники его
сверхъестественной
натуры, чтобы избежать нечистоты мира и похоти, да?
And somebody's going to fulfill that scripture.
Кто-то должен исполнить это место Писания.
Somebody's going to live.
Кто-то должен сделать это.
Somebody is going to be free of this world.
Свободный из этого мира.
And when they are, they are going to be dangerous.
Они будут опасными.
Can you imagine somebody that has, they don't care about money, they don't care about fame, they don't have fear of man, they don't have an agenda, they just simply want to serve God. They're not going to be swayed by the big three G's. They wrote a book a few years ago about the fall of many ministries.
I think it's called the three G's.
Girls, gold, and glory.
Золото, слава.
How about a body of people that are not subjected to those temptations or those issues? It's going to happen. You might say, how in the world? I had a woman one time, this time it was one. Had a woman one time say, how in the world do you think that's
going to
happen? How do you expect that to happen? And I said, Lord, that's a good question. How is that going to happen? And the Lord said, you tell her there's power in the blood. That's how it's going to happen. Simple as that. Simple as that. Power in the blood. I'll close by sharing this little story.
Закончу на этой маленькой истории.
After the seven angels came to Brother Branham,
после того, как семь этих ангелов пришли к брату Брэм,
the Lord had told me that
those
seven angels will be here until the Lord returns.
До того, как Господь придет.
And I believe that.
Я верю в это.
And so I was with a man who just went on to be the Lord last month. New Brother Branham. And I told him, I said, I believe the Lord told me those seven angels will be here until the Lord returns. And he said, I haven't ever told anybody this. He said, but Brother Branham told me that those seven angels will be here until the Lord returns. Then he said this. Then he said, I believe that's what the Russian cosmonauts saw.
Я верю, что это то, что видели эти русские космонавты на там, когда в космосе. Назад, замедли.
What do you mean? That's what you believe the Russian cosmonauts saw on the space station?
Там на станции.
And in 1985, one of the big stories of the year was that there were three Russian cosmonauts on the space station. You can Google it yourself. I think the Russians tried to deny it. These guys went around doing a tour talking about it. But anyway, the three Russian cosmonauts on the space station, and they looked outside the window, and there were seven angels outside the space station that stayed 10 to 12 minutes. So this wasn't a flash and disappeared. Can you imagine looking at an angel for 10 minutes? Seven of them. With big wings. One of the cosmonauts comes home and says, they had a strange look on their face. Like they knew something we didn't. You think? And if that wasn't enough, when the replacement crew came out to replace those three, there are now six people on the space station. They appeared again. So I believe those seven angels are here.
Я верю,
there is a message coming послание, from the seventh angel. And I may explain this a little bit tonight. There is a message coming,
слово,
a latter rain message. That is going to begin to transform our understanding of modern Christianity. We don't even know it yet. It says in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, I will restore. I will restore all the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the locust have
known.
We have been in a season of restoration. But now we're in a season of new things. New things. Before they spring forth, he said, I proclaim them to you. We're about to get revelation that has never been released on the earth before. You might say, wait a minute, there's no new revelation. I didn't say new words of the Scripture, new revelation of the Scriptures, right? There is about to be a new mantle of revelation called latter rain outpouring. Revelation and truth is going to perfect, mature, and bring in the harvest. And I want to be a part of it. So Lord, I pray that right here in this church, you will pour out latter rain outpouring. That right here, this will be known as the church of the latter rain. Latter rain truth. Latter rain power. Latter rain miracles. Latter rain signs and wonders. Latter rain presence. Let it come right here in this church. Let it overshadow every person within the sound of my voice. Voice, an expectation of belief that we are living in the days of the latter rain. And Lord, I know that you told me to share that story about the 11 years, and I know that today was the day. So Lord, I'm just going to believe that we've come around to another 11-year cycle, that God is going to move in a way unique and distinct and different from what we've seen before. So Lord, do it, I pray. I want to agree with that word. I want to decree it. I want to prophesy it. I want to establish it in the realm of the Spirit, that we're about to have an outpouring. We're about to have an expression of the nature and the heart of God. Grant that, I pray. Surround this place with the bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break away all the plots and schemes and devices of the devil. Everything that the enemy has sent against this church and against this fellowship, this is a Sunday morning, so I'm specifically praying about this fellowship, let it all be broken, let it be shattered. Lord, I'm asking that your zeal would accomplish it, that your zeal would bring it to pass.
была здесь,
that your jealousy for this church, which will be known as much more than a Russian church, it's going to be known as an apostolic church, it's going to be known as a latter-rain church, I just release it, I decree it, I prophesy it.
Пророчествую это.
And Lord, attach your faithfulness to those words.
Свою верность к этим словам.
Let your zeal bring it to pass.
Сделает это, чтобы оно произошло. Я прошу во имя Иисуса.
Аминь, аминь.
Аллилуйя, во славу Богу.